This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Ben Nully. Leadership in Congress assures farm state lawmakers the provision to cut crop insurance will be reversed. More in a moment.
The landscape of your industry is changing. Fortunately, FS has the roadmap that can help you navigate the challenges that lie ahead and point the way forward. That's why businesses that are driven to succeed turn to FS for data-driven recommendations and innovative crop and energy inputs. Learn more at fssystem.com. FS, bringing you what's next.
House Agriculture Committee Chairman Michael Conaway and Ranking Member Colin Peterson announced an agreement to avoid the cuts to crop insurance, which are included in the bipartisan budget agreement of 2015. Joni Ernst and many others in Congress were frustrated after members of the House and Senate Ag Committees weren't even considered to address the $3 billion cut.
The very concerning issue is that the Agricultural Committee, those of us that serve on this committee, we're not even consulted about this particular cut. Now, some of the other concerns that I have with this two-year budget deal is that, yes, there are cuts in some areas, but instead of applying those cuts, those savings, to our deficit and our debt, we use it on additional spending. And I don't think this is what Iowans want. I don't think this is what Americans want.
Ernst said immediately after information about the budget deal was released Tuesday, she started hearing from farmers.
We've heard from a number of farmers that are very concerned about this, as well as, of course, their insurance agents, which feel that eventually there will be a point where we get fewer and fewer products or insurance agents that will be able to provide crop insurance. And that's a big concern to a lot of folks, like I said, not just in Iowa, but all across the United States.
The two-year budget deal passed the House on a 266-167 vote late Wednesday afternoon. The deal now moves to the Senate. They must reach a deal by November 3rd. Don't forget you can find more news online anytime at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Ben Nully on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.